Guys, what is going on? Welcome back to another episode of the wonderful The Arsenio Buck Perspective Podcast. Today is New Year's Eve. Today is about the removal list. Today is about heading into a new year and figuring out what you need to let go of. Right? Because the thing is, you have new goals, you have new things. But without that amount of time in your life to actually do those things, you're never going to be able to emerge without having a removal list first. So this could be things such as the removal list, like things you're not going to do, tolerate, or continue. I was just telling on my ESL podcast that I finally let go of this longtime friend. And I finally stopped tolerating her behavior. Her behavior of disappearing every 1 to 8 months all the time. And so I looked at it as a friend. I forgot what I called it. I did a podcast on it, but she's basically a friend that I have memories with. That's it. There's no need for me to ever contact her again. Even when it came to some of the things in regards to my bank, she was very quiet. She always read my text, never messaged me back. She would message me back anywhere between 1 month to 1 year. And just follow up on the conversation from before. And I'm like, you know what? I expect a lot more from you. You've never really been there for me during like the most trying days out here in Thailand. And to be honest with you, within the last week, I looked at her profile when I purged about 20% of my friends, now only having about 209 friends. And I said, yeah, enough is enough. I'm not tolerating this anymore. The last message I got from her was probably within the last 6 weeks saying, hey, are you getting my messages? What, you think that I'm going to respond to you when you quickly hurry up and say something to me, but when I need something from you, you never come back to me? That's exactly what happened with the transformation coach. Anytime she needed something, I was always there, but anytime I needed something, she just disappeared. And I said, you know what? I'm not going to tolerate that behavior. You know, and that's the situation for me. But maybe there are things on your end you need to let go of. Thoughts, feelings, old hurts, haunts, relationships, people who aren't serving, you know? And on this list of things that you can actually remove and let go of, what you have to do is just think of the recurring and negative thoughts you want to remove. And it's time to start like replacing it. And this is why the journal is so important. Because it's very difficult to replace subconscious thoughts, right? Because obviously that's what's controlling us. So one of the things I had to do, obviously with the transformation coach, was get rid of some of those old feelings, people that actually hurt me by saying, ew, you're black, and not speak to me because I was black. Welcome to Thailand, right? And just recently, as a matter of fact, to see the progress of Thailand about less than 2 hours ago, I was coming down the escalator of the mall right near me. And I saw a massive photo, probably about 5 meters, of a black guy advertising Unico, which is getting ready to open soon. And I said, that is the biggest step in the right direction in this country. You would never, in 5 years ago, you would never see a black man ever get advertised in this country, ever. That's just the way things were. And to see the progress in which that is happening, there's no more Arsenio going back and saying, oh, well, tie this, tie that. No. It's me having that empathy. And the thought that I needed to let go of was my victimhood thought. Maybe there are some recurrent thoughts that you need to remove, like thoughts about judgment and you judging yourself, maybe doubting yourself, maybe the economy, the future. Which is speaking to another girl, one of my girlfriend's friends, and she's actually one of the first individuals that I had met before, and she is an amazing soul. She's like, hey, I'm gonna go get my MBA, and I'm like, oh, okay, why? So I can get a better job. And I'm like, see, if you're gonna get your MBA just to make an extra maybe $100 to $300 more, that's not the way to go. I mean, if you're going to go into accounting, you're only going to get paid no more than 1,000 USD a month. Like, what is your goal here? Oh, yeah, the goal is to make more money. And I'm like, well, you got to figure something out. Now, living in a household with someone, your mother, who really doesn't think outside the box and really puts everyone into a box and who's just a complete piece of shit. Okay. Hate to tell you that. The reason why you're not inspired and you're so uninspired is because obviously you have that around you on a routine basis. It's no fucking matter. No wonder you're believing that going back to school, you're going to make an extra 200, 300 more, but you're going to get probably an extra tens of thousands more in debt that you're never going to be able to pay off. See what I mean? The economy and the money you make, you have to get very, very, like, you have to get very particular and start planning for a future. If you're a 9-to-5 type of person, you have to start looking into Roth IRAs, investing, index funds, whatever it may be, real estate, and start figuring it out. Because if you believe you're going to go back to school to get a degree, to get a little bit more money, and you're just going to be very content, those days, that this is not the 1960s of America, not the world of America, and especially Thailand. So, you know, like her, this year, you probably played small. You know, and again, some of you may have had that new opportunity, opportunity. You had lots of room to grow. Or maybe for some of you, you would say, oh, I had an awful year, such as this year. And then you saying, I had an awful year, then you start making a New Year's resolution, saying, I'm going to lose this weight, I'm going to make this, I'm going to do this. You don't know how to goal set. You got to start letting some of these things and, you know, playing small because you're afraid of judgment go. So the insecurities you have, the judgments, they aren't architecting the mindset you need. So it's time to start setting up reminders and deadlines for yourself. So number one, removing judgment. You may have heard me say before, less judgment, happier life. You know, and be careful of the judgments you may have picked up this year. Me, again, very, very grateful for being able to understand the problems that I came with into the year, but also not worrying and not putting my life into the hands of the economy and especially the Thai economy. See, when I went global and I controlled those assets, I no longer had to look at Thailand and say, you know what, you guys aren't my market. This is one of the greatest feelings in the world, because not to have a Thai market, meaning I'm going to expand much faster than usual. Now, again, maybe a judgment you may have picked up this year in regards to, in America, political affiliation. Those types of people, you know, conservatives are the ones that really, really love to attack liberals and call them libtards. And it's very sad to hear someone demean those who are mentally ill in ways that they were born with, that are mentally, you know, not, you know, they're not very cognitively there. And they call those people that just because they don't believe in them and believe in that, and vice versa, you know, or maybe, oh, this religion, that religion. I'm still amazed by what's happening in the Muslim world in general and how they just hate Israelis so much. And because of war that has been ongoing for hundreds of years, yet the relationship that you have and could have with an amazing person from Israel or Pakistan and vice versa with amongst the two, you know, between the two of them could be absolutely phenomenal. But you're not going to open yourself up to that because of what you were taught for such a long time. You were taught to hate someone. You were taught to hate a group of people. And a lot of people have this intolerance that suffers deep within them, or this company or that company. And it's very hard. It's easier said than done. Oh, you know, it's very hard to just let go. It's hard to just do this. It's hard to just do that. Totally understand. That's why I had to do unbelievable inner work. Sometimes you're going to have to hire a mentor or a coach to guide you in that way. You know, one of the judgments that I had back then, you already know, 5 years ago, Black wasn't good enough. And that recreated my life. And looking back on 2018, man, and I love looking at my memories all the time on Facebook and, you know, seeing where I was, you know, financially, seeing my lack of visa and that entire process. Not sure what to do, working for a bunch of bullshit ass people who really didn't respect me as an individual and what I actually brought to the table. You know, Maybe it's someone said to you something, did to you that you didn't like, unfair. You're just going to have to breathe in, capture some of those, and consciously decide that they don't own you anymore. That you're not going to carry it into next year, and you're going to start right here, right now. You're not going to wait till January 1st. Because remember, the only people who actually call it January 1st is us. Human beings call it January 1st. But our recreation comes every single day. Just because the calendar year flips over to a new year and back to January, and it seems like a reset, the universe is forever going, and every day could be a reset in your very own personal reset. You know, going into 2000, I still remember 2019, I was dating this Vietnamese girl, and the relationship and everything was just very, this, that. We stopped talking for a while. We saw each other again. And then it was just such an unfulfilling relationship, a relationship where she just had so much distrust because of things that had happened in the past. You know, the lack of communication, she was just so this and that. And although she still exists over there on my Facebook and whatnot, I don't consider her a friend. I consider her someone I had a memory with, and that is it. I call it the law of no attachment for people who I just have memories for. Just because I've known you for 15 years doesn't mean loyalty is forever. Loyalty comes with the expiration date. And if I continue doing a lot for this relationship and you're giving nothing back, I gotta let you go. After so long, I'm like, okay, well, you know, I knew you as a college buddy, but what are you doing to feed my tree? And so that number two is negative habits. What did you keep doing this year? Drink too much, gamble too much, criticize too much. Maybe you gave up too much, turned down or toward a distraction. Maybe you were responding to people in a particular way and being short with them. Maybe you didn't speak up for yourself. Express your true thoughts, your needs, your desires, your goals. That's probably one thing that, you know, the girl who I actually was just speaking about recently, and she is probably more than likely having those, you know, that moment, because over there at work, she's not able to speak up. She keeps saying, oh, English is the problem. And I'm like, okay, well, if English is just the problem, well, let's learn more English. If that's going to allow you to speak up, you better start building that shit up right now. You know, because a lot of people, they're unconsciously aware that their subconscious is controlling everything around them. And I'll tell you right now, I am that person to say, yes, that is absolutely true. Because when it comes to conscious and subconscious minds and everything like that, I had no idea back in 2018, the people I was around. Back in 2019, having a very annoying friend that I was around at that specific moment. Going into 2020, like, okay, here we go, new decade. Oh my God, let's do this, let's do this. And now it's like, boom, COVID gave me the greatest wake-up call in my life to start doing that inner work. And so think of it. What are the negative habits? And then remember going back to the previous podcast, okay, so what are some of the habits that I need to develop this year? And start planning them into your calendar. And the last thing I'm going to give you is the distractions and how we respond to discouragement. So often when we get discouraged, we turn to distractions. When we get distracted, we often get discouraged. And then it flip-flops. It's a loop. It's a pattern. Maybe it's sometimes you just avoid doing the hard things that you know time is going to pass anyways. Time is going to pass anyways. So why don't just do it now? If time is going to pass, why don't you just do it right here, right now? And that's one of the most important segments. Like, that's one of the most important ideas, because you know, if you're like, oh, that's going to take a lot of time, in 5 years, you could have done it and gotten over with it. Like, whether it's school, if you really need it in your country or whatnot. But then you say and talk yourself out of it because you're like, oh, it's just going to take too long. But the time's going to pass anyway. So what the fuck are you doing? This is one of the biggest problems. Maybe it's just too much Netflix. You know, I know that there's a lot of different movies that have come out on Netflix, and I know that this is a Sandra Bullock movie, but to be honest with you, I'm like, nah, first and foremost, I just don't believe that Netflix is even worth that dollar, you know, because not many things actually come out to begin with. And to be honest with you, you know, Netflix in general, or, you know, my time in general, I'm like, nah. And it's not so much distracting, although there are some series and stuff that do pop up and I'm like, oh my God, I got to hurry up and watch this. But to be honest with you, you know, having Apple TV, there's nothing on there, you know, having the classic BET Plus on Apple TV, some of the shows I go back to just to burn about 20 minutes, get my laughter up, get my joy up, and then come back and get back to work. But that doesn't happen often. It's not like I just sit there and watch every single goddamn video. I can do a lot of that, obviously, online. And when I go over to, you know, the airport tomorrow, when I'm on the airplane, I can watch these things. So people, to be honest with you, and to sum this up, you know, maybe you got to start removing items, removing yourself from old relationships, you know, or current ones that are potentially negative. I got rid of Luke. He was the motivational mentors guy. Blocked him out of my life. Get the fuck out of here. I got rid of Elisa. Elisa, 2006. Luke, 2018. Luke was one that actually, you know, I ended up doing a collaboration and I got my free coaching segment from, you know, that transformation coach in South Africa, you know? And I'm not saying don't throw everything out. This isn't negative. This is liberating. You're able to free yourself. You're able to let go of things that you do that do not bring joy to you. And I'll tell you what, on this day, being out here in a small bungalow in the boondocks, you know, getting ready to spend that amazing time with my girlfriend's family, and then tomorrow hitting the road to drive back to one of our favorite provinces for 4.5 hours. And then after that, staying there, then driving back, obviously, here to Bangkok the next day. Well, I'm sorry, back there to Bangkok the next day. This is going to be a beautiful time for me to purge a lot of things out of my life, to let go of a lot of things, to reconsider a lot of things. I know what relationships are real. And the thing is, and the reason why I tell you to do this is simply because you are going to end up doing the same thing in the first week of January that's going to go for the next 365 days of the year. And then you're going to come up on December again and say, okay, well, I'm ready for my new year's. You're not looking to resolve anything. You're looking to implement new habits that could take you to the next level, that could bring very trustful and loyal relationships into your life, help you develop a mission, capture that spirit and develop that spirit, make you more grateful on a routine basis and bring that joy, more impactful. Someone who other people love to be around. You could fill a room with your presence and your gratitude. If you're not one of those people, and I could go on and on and on, this is what you have to reconsider. This is your removal list. And I'm not saying just dump everything off and just hurry up and fill that void. No, start easing out of it. What was it? Deepta, the girl who I had spoken to earlier this year, you know, going on basically, you know, next month is the year that I haven't spoken to her. She made it very clear. I'm not going to be on WhatsApp often this year. Basically, that meant I'm not going to be on WhatsApp. The only form of communication we have is WhatsApp. So I'm not going to speak to you much this year. I may have looked at it a little bit differently, but I said, okay, you're not going to be on WhatsApp. That means we're not going to talk often. Bye-bye. I didn't say that, but I just said, okay, bye on Facebook. Okay, bye. Get out of here. Basically, you were saying in a very friendly way, hey, listen, I was there to roo-roo, rah-rah, and cheer you on, but my purpose and what I needed to give you throughout this year has been served. There's no reason for me to prolong this relationship for whatever reason. And I admire that for her being very strong and saying that. And at the same time, now I'm like, okay, well, so be it. Best of luck to you. A lot of people, by their actions, that you become very aware of what they would like or what they want out of their life. Do they want you in or out? And you have to be that person to make that decision too, is what I'm trying to say. So with that being said, people, have a wonderful New Year's Eve. More than likely, depending on, you know, the situation, I might not be doing a podcast tomorrow morning. I'll be waking up, hitting the road, and I might be able to do my weekly podcast coming up. I do believe Sunday or Monday as usual, and then we're going to hit the ground running coming up in the new year. So with that being said, people, round of applause to a wonderful 365 days of renewal, of actualization, of transformation. Are you ready for a completely different year, regardless of circumstance, regardless of judgment, regardless of the criticism? Are you willing to let go and let God? Are you letting and getting ready to just say, you know what? No more criticizing other individuals based on their race, their creed, their color, their religion, what side they're on, the left, the right, the up, the down, the diagonal, what street, what background, what goddamn neighborhood you're from. Are you ready to let go of all that and be more open and willing to serve? That's the question for you. Over and out.